Grand Rising, everyone. Happy Asha and Q Day, and welcome to another episode of Acumen Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm Johnny Boy.
Johnny Boy! Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine feminine energy and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS Radio for all their behind-the-scenes engineering. We wouldn't have a show without those guys. We appreciate them very much, you know?
Yes, absolutely, Kev.
Yeah, so John, how have you been since last week? Anything exciting? I noticed you had a little more snow, perhaps, or what's up? Anything else?
Well, no, it's there was a little bit of snow, but it's melting really quickly now. Today it's about 8 degrees, so that would be close to 40 Fahrenheit.
Okay.
And actually a little more than that. And yeah, no, it's going well. We're getting rid of that snow, Kevin. I don't like that snow anymore.
There you go. Well, you know, I live in Florida. It's Florida, so we're having a nice 81 degrees right now. So anyway. Hey, I wanted to make a public service announcement. Daylight savings time is tomorrow, in case you guys needed to have a little reminder. So tomorrow night, set your clocks forward 1 hour, and we'll have some daylight saving. Okay.
Alrighty then. Sounds good, Kevin. We could use that.
Yes, right. So today we are finishing up our catch-up phrase and are now on track, pretty much so anyway. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, we are going to have open lines this program. So for those of you who are outside of the United States, please dial 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. One more time. 323-744-4831. And those of you who are within the United States, please dial 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And finally, 888-627-6008. In addition, we would like to encourage listeners to subscribe or donate to our show if you so desire. And for those of you who have already subscribed or donated, we appreciate you guys so very much. Thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
All right, John. Kev. Yeah, thought we would go ahead and pick up where we left off, right, from discussing these articles from ForThePeople.Space.
Yes, and no, it was offline for a little while, Kevin, but it's back up now.
It was, yes, and I noticed they uploaded quite a few more articles, so...
Yes. We'll never get to everything here today, but...
No, we won't cover the brand new ones today, but we'll get close. All right, and listeners, have followed along if you so desire. We're going to start with the article, The Sun. And category is The Love of a Man, The Love of a Woman. And the first two letters of the name of the spirit of the sun are Ra. All right, we see a meme of an abstract painting of a beautiful woman with long flowing red hair wearing a beautiful long flowing yellow amber dress. She's facing the sun, sun's shining so brightly. And the descriptor says, the feminine Ra, now that's spelled capital R, little A, energy of creation, appeared more dominant on this planet roughly 200,000 years ago, enhancing the inward, heartfelt, nurturing, healing energy in both male and female bodies. The feminine Ra influence shifted with the arrival of denser energies, bringing humanity into a new experience, the reversal of Ra into a masculine energy.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Now, I was a little somewhat confused about this at the first, Kevin, and you and I had a discussion about this yesterday. But so when they refer to Ra in the feminine essence, it's a capital A, small a, or capital R, small a. Right. And then with the masculine, it's capital R, capital A.
Yes.
But for us, we're just going to say raw throughout this. And as people go to the site and review this for themselves, they'll get the gist of the meaning in there.
Yeah, very
How does
good.
that sound? Good.
Sounds
Okay,
good.
I'm going to just read a little bit from the site there, Kevin.
Okay, yeah.
It says here, during this masculine or outward era, the genuine life-giving feminine essence of Ra was subdued, changing human expression from feminine wisdom and power to masculine logic and force. Both male and female bodies hold these aspects, inner wisdom and outward force. The reversal of Ra changed the dynamics of male and female relationships, lending to women abandoning their nurturing, respective, magnetic, peaceful, and life-giving nature to embrace a more outward, corporate, competitive, often controlling role, leaving the masculine emasculated without his nature or natural life spring of peace and rejuvenation, diminishing masculine peace and power in men. But I want to also say here, as you get the feel, as you read this, remember that masculine and feminine energies are present in both male and female.
That's
So
right,
this
John.
reversal affects all.
I kind of feel at least in my lifetime growing up, like in the early 70s and I noticed there was a trend moving to where women had to go, well, even sooner, earlier than that, the women went into the workforce, and because we had to have more than just one incomer, you know what I'm
Right.
saying? So,
Yes.
and the women took on that corporate role and had more of the masculine energy quality. They kind of needed to cultivate that in order to survive within the masculine world in the corporate. So,
But that's true too. Yes. Absolutely, Kevin.
On February 21, that was like what, 10, 11 days ago or so, I don't know, 0 degrees
Right.
Aries marks a shift in the direction of the sun, a shift in orientation that has not occurred for thousands of years, changing the dynamics of this planet significantly in terms of masculine and feminine energy and how we use our power.
It goes on to say the sun is seen as the light and power of this solar system, birthing, feeding, and sustaining life. The light of Ra is also symbolic of the light within humanity that powers our own heart, our spirit, and our bodies. All spirits of light were birthed by Ra, creation itself, often symbolized by the sun. So we're all the same. Our spirits, our light in our hearts, the centers of our Merkaba, it's all creation, force, light.
Yes. And of course, all of our listeners and us being, knowing Q and Mermaid. Of course, Q told us Mermaid was raw. She
That's right.
creation. Yeah, she was created. So I feel very fortunate knowing the raw so personally. You know
Yeah, that's true. I've
what
been
I
listening to the posts over again, Kevin,
Yeah.
and I'm gee, I'm about 2/3 the way through of the Q interviews, and it's just now they're just now interviewing or Mermaid has joined, and it's
Okay.
just the one I was just listening to the recording is when she is revealed as Princess Diana.
Okay.
And her
Yeah.
voice, the harmonics, everything there is so beautiful to listen
Right.
to. And re-listening, it's
Yeah.
been very beneficial for me because we've learned so much in the last few years, going back a couple of years and now listening again. It's almost listening for the first time again.
Yeah.
You get so much more out of it, having so much more wisdom now than we had before.
Sure do. That's a good point, John. And I think that's something that maybe we also kind of look into and revisit. Yeah, for
Sure,
sure.
especially during this time that we're at kind of an all time here with information, so.
Well, the article goes on to explain how Venus and Jupiter on February 22nd of 2026 will be in alignment with each other as their as best friends and or mentors that will allow them to express their highest potential and influence toward Earth and humanity. The article continues describing how Venus and Jupiter are aligned with various mythological gods like Aphrodite and Zeus, while being in certain astrological houses like Cancer and Pisces that also can influence our choices and our decisions. Well, now we can be receptive to these influences, or we might miss them altogether. Everything in life is an influence. Our experience is what we do with that influence. So,
right on.
Yeah.
So remaining in our heart minds as often as possible is key for a smooth ascension.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are definitely on our way, everyone. I'm just
Oh,
going to
yeah.
read the last of that, the last part of the posting, Kevin. There's a meme
Okay.
there
Yeah.
and a paragraph that sums this all up kind of
All right.
nicely.
Very good.
This alignment between Jupiter and Venus in harmonious balance can soothe those in upheaval, conflict, and change. Darkness being presented to humanity concerning the fallen and their perilous activities will lead to awakening and transformation back to the light. However, this process is very challenging for the spirit. Do your best not to look at images of children concerning the Epstein files.
Right.
Just when we need it most, the energies are shifting to support and heal us. As we transform back into the true feminine essence of Ra, influencing this world, peace, compassion, truth, and wisdom will amplify continually, changing the very nature of life on Earth and in this universe. So, we, as Q says, we are very powerful. And that last three words, in this universe, you know, really sums it up.
It is,
And
yeah.
I will also speak to the fact that they say do not look at images of children concerning the Epstein files.
Mm-hmm.
I recall way back when we learned of Hillary Clinton and her capabilities and all this stuff, and I went on the dark web just to see if there was anything there, and I did view a little of it. I did turn it off. I couldn't. But what I did view has stuck with me. And every time I see something like this, I remember those images, which are very negative and very disgusting and so on. So I would really recommend that, what this is saying, to try to not to go there and think about it or any of that. Just think of high vibrational, happy things.
Right.
Right.
I absolutely agree, John. Yes. Stay away from that stuff, guys. You know, it's just our opinion. Your heart will be much happier for not having to witness any of that stuff. You know, it's good just for us to know that that evil occurred. It existed. It does exist. It's on tapes. It's on, you know, information that's going to be downloaded in the internet. And that's all we need to know. We don't really need to see it. We don't need to view it. So that's
right. And knowing how powerful we are, if we do keep discussing it and viewing it and so on, it brings it back into reality. So we don't need that.
Yeah.
We
You
don't
need
want that.
Correct. Very good.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to the next article. This is Epstein's White House.
This is incredible, isn't it,
this
Kevin?
one, yeah, this
amazing.
Blew my socks off, actually, a little bit. Wasn't expecting this one. Category is the Great Awakening. Yeah, I was certainly awakened on this one. We see a meme of the official White House letterhead and a box full of presidential pins with the signature of Barack Obama. The description under is as follows. Jeffrey Epstein, the notorious satanic sex slave sauteur, which means pimp, responsible for millions of abductions, tortures, rapes, mutilation, Mengele-style experimentations on innocent children and adults, as well as the blackmail of innocent and non-innocent people in important positions, was given access codes to use the White House computers, the White House stationery, the White House documents, and inner systems to send memos and emails out as a White House representative from within the Obama administration.
Yeah, just
Whoa.
imagine how deep this all goes. It's just
Oh,
crazy.
man.
Imagine the number of people, the politicians, the higher ups that were involved for this to occur. It's just
Yeah.
absolutely mind blowing.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah.
It is, Kevin. And it goes on to say this occurred not only in the United States, also the UK, Israel, and other unnamed countries. Epstein was a massive part of the political and the military industrial complex worldwide.
Wow,
Crazy.
it
The
is.
Fallen had captured this world in its entirety. They ran the governments, the military, the Vatican, Mother Teresa, and other religions, charitable and philanthropic fronts. They built Las Vegas and deep underground bases that housed very dangerous aliens experimenting on innocent people, hybridization facilities, cloning facilities, advanced technology facilities, weapons facilities, AI facilities, Disney, entertainment, the music industry, and theater. They created the printing press, newspapers, magazines. It also says here in brackets, a magazine is also known as a cartridge holding multiple rounds of ammunition. Publishing, television, and the internet. They ran school systems, the pharmaceutical systems, the health systems, the jail systems, banking systems, including the stock market. They organized, trained, and funded gangs, nunneries, orphanages, child protective services, child care services, hospitals, and of course, presidents, prime ministers, kings and queens, etc., as well as million or minions infiltrating janitorial and garbage services, funeral and food services, hotel services, police, sheriffs, yes, fish and game, shipping industry, communications industry, trains, planes, games industry, etc., etc. They had every corner of the world, every aspect cornered and taken over so they could cover up their evil deeds and control things.
Every nook and cranny, if you say, there was probably not one area that wasn't touched. I even looking through this, I just can't think of any other area
No.
that they did not infiltrate. So everything in our that we know of in our entire existence for generations back and back and back and back.
Right, as Q says, it's very well done here, and this is what he's talking about. Like, say, every aspect to be able to cover everything up and have lots of layers to protect and to hide. And Jay,
So
you
you
know,
can kind of imagine now the kind of task that the White Hats and President Trump and
absolutely, Kevin.
the enormity, it's just kind of unfathomable, isn't it, in
It
our
really
minds
is.
to realize how much they're going to have to infiltrate and dig out all of this evil.
Yes, and that's just on this earth. Imagine it's going on, you know, in other places. And so, you know, we're all, you know, saying, how long is this going to take? Well, my goodness, you know.
Well, but not all within these systems have been dark, however. There were many sleeper cells as well. Unaware, they were under mind control. The depravity pervading planet Earth was deeper, darker, and denser than anyone can fathom. The White Hat military and our unseen guardians risked everything to save this world and every life possible on it and in it. Those who suffered tremendously at the hands of the fallen have also been protected in a different way. The thing to focus on now is how far we've come.
Yes, it's important to focus on how far we've come, even in the past few years, Kevin. And there have been many things revealed up to this point that we were all waiting for. And now we see everything speeding up tremendously. You know, and I feel this will be the year for the reveal and for the wakening of the masses.
I absolutely. We're seeing this even today. They're releasing more and more of the e-files.
Right.
A lot is happening as far as trying to reduce the world's wars through strength. And I'm sure that we're going to be seeing some peace throughout the Middle East here pretty soon. That'll be exciting. But Everything is speeding up. It seems like every day I wake up, every day there's something brand new that's being presented to us. Now, us folks here on this program and a lot of the listeners, we're aware of what's going on way in advance, especially if you read these For the People posts, you perhaps listen to Cue the Storm Rider, you read the transcripts of Cat is the C3. You are very aware, very much aware of what's going on way ahead of anybody else, which
And
is.
you know, it's bleeding through to the normies quite a bit now, Kevin, because on social media and independent medias, especially things that just come up on your phone, whether it's TikTok, Twitter, X, whatever, they're now getting exposed to some of this. Like, for example, the people dancing in the streets, whether it's in Iran or these other countries, and thanking Trump for their freedom. They're starting to say, "Oh, what's going on here? What do you mean? I thought Trump was a bad guy." So, things are starting to come around, Kev, to your point of the information and things being disseminated now.
Well, and it's a good thing that we are aware of what's going on, but it's also a bad thing in a way, because as I mentioned, I think we were talking about it last night, as it we're aware of it, but then the normies, if you will, the surface population are not, and it's going to take a little while for them to catch up to us, and then we kind of get a little anxious, not anxious, but we want things to speed up. It's because we already have that knowledge behind us, and we know what's going to happen in a way in soon. But it's just taken so long to get there.
And we are of the mindset, and our spirits, we're able to accept this information and process it rather quickly, whereas we know the normies, that is not the case. And so it's going to be a little slower for them and hard for them to kind of navigate through this information. So I know it's hard, but patience is what we need to have for sure.
That's right. Well, further on down this article, Cat is the Sea provides some transcripts of Cue the Storm Rider with more important intel, and then you see another meme of Gandalf the Guardian from, the Lord of the Rings addressing darkness. You shall not pass. The character of Gandalf was developed by J.R.R. Tolkien based on his awareness of the spirit we know as Q, and how this battle throughout the ages finally ends.
And as we've said, the enormity of this operation to save our world is unfathomable. And
Is,
so, and all I can say is thank you, Q, and thanks to the entire White Hat Alliance on and off planet. We all, we thank you all with the deepest love and gratitude possible.
Absolutely, John. Absolutely. Oof. Okay, guys, moving on. Let's go to the next article, The Mirror. The category is The Light of Source. Subcategory, the greatest practice of all is the one that brings you closer to your authentic self. And that was quoted by Bruce Lee. We have another video of Bruce Lee with quotes of wisdom and messages to live by. And here's another quote by him. The function and duty of a quality human being is the sincere and honest development of one's potential. Well, that is good words to live by.
And I went through this video a few times now, and it's a fantastic video. And it helps you and to focus on your spirit and who you truly are in this physical existence, and to aid in bringing out your power and potential. And so I'm sure everyone will find great value when they review this, or if you know when they, if maybe they've already reviewed it, I don't know. But as you know, he's a light being
He
that
is, yes,
that had
very
come
much.
to Earth to help guide us.
Yes, exactly. It's too bad we lost him at such a young age. I think I mentioned that before in another program, but it is, it's, we like to
It's
hold
true.
on to these light beings here, but sometimes,
I believe he was 33 as well, wasn't he? Like, they
Oh,
like
he
to play
was,
with those numbers, right?
yeah, they do.
The
He was
evil
really
one.
young, though, very young.
For sure.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Ovation.
Ovation.
Category is creation and wisdom.
This is quite a post, Kevin.
It is. We see a meme of a beautiful white horse adorned with a beautiful bridle of flowers, a big bouquet of flowers in her hair and around her neck. She is standing in a forest with flowers all around her, and the caption reads, "Standing ovation with praise and welcome to the valiant beings of light who visit for the people dot space. It takes great courage to be here. I know each and every one of you by your spirit, and I love and appreciate you very much. You are some of the wisest, most intelligent, and receptive people on this planet, and you deserve recognition. Thank you for following your heart. You are the brightest and bravest light of the Great Awakening."
Wow, Kevin.
Yeah.
What a wonderful post. And she
Oh.
says here, I know each and every one of you
Yeah.
by your spirit. So they're very much aware of everyone, every one of us. And it's just wonderful to know. And it is incredible and beautiful to know that Asha and her assistants are there for us, and that they've kind of got our back. It's quite nice.
Yes.
And what they mean to us with the information and love they share is incredible for me, and I'm sure for you too. For many of us, it is, it has become our go-to for vetted information, a
Right.
place that keeps us in the loop as we navigate the current events and happenings all around us, and our safe place within when things are feeling weary.
Yeah.
And that's the purpose you and I have had now for the last what, 6 months or so, just going down through these. And
Yeah.
recently we have learned of the thousands, or the tremendous, pardon me, pain and suffering Asha and Q have gone through to be with us and to share information and truth with us, to protect us and to free us and just to love us. And now they give us the praise. They tell us, we are the brightest and bravest light of the Great Awakening. I'm at a loss for words
I
for the
know, I know.
gratitude and for the love, yeah, of these wonderful beings of light, Kevin. I can only say that I'm so very grateful to be on this great awakening ascension journey with these beautiful light beings and all of you beings of light. And Kevin and I send the deepest love and brightest light to all of you. And thank you so very much for being here with us.
Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely true, John. That's very, very true. Those of you listening to this podcast or read for the people dot space consistently, you should now realize that you are a valuable part of this ascension and will ascend. Now, in my opinion, you have been vetted through this article from Asha and Q, actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they both of them personally know us through our spirit, and they love us beyond measure. So feel good within yourselves, listeners, because they recognize you, and they're, as the title says, they're standing up and giving us an ovation. And so it's very humbling, honoring feeling,
It is, Kevin. And
the
as we
rest of you.
spoke earlier about normies and so on, I often think of all these, the listeners, people that come to go to the for the people dot space, that that again come here and listen to what we have to say, our take on this on the post, that we're it's so fortunate that these people, everyone exists that that actually understand what's gone on and what's happening. That if it wasn't for these the listeners, this group of people, boy, it'd be a tough job for Q and Asha and
Yeah.
the gang to try to, make things happen. So it's very, we're very fortunate that we've all been able to come together, understand this, and start and carry this torch that we've been carrying. So, and our group is growing all the time. So that's really good, really good.
Yeah. So not only just us, the Acumen Perspective show, all the other shows that are here on BBS Radio
Yes.
TV, Of course, it's like we've taken over on the Saturday as far as Q is concerned, that subject matter. But all of us listening to all these other various programs are they're Q and Osher are very much aware of us listening to these programs and understand where our heart is, and we get a lot of our information and understandings or innerstandings, if you will, from listening to these programs. So it's again, I like to thank BBS Radio TV for their valuable support
Absolutely.
of all of us and allowing us to speak on their platform. Just so valuable, you know.
Absolutely. It's all of these high vibrational things we're speaking of, BBS radio, all the listeners, all the programs. This is what's helping this planet ascend. So tip of the hat to everyone for sure.
All right.
All right,
Got another,
Kev.
we got another article here. Now, this is kind of a long one, and this is very apropos, if you will, because it's definitely in the news right now, pretty much. So, and most everyone has heard of Operation Epic Fury. And the subtitle is Military is the Only Way, The Great Awakening. Every current battle led by President Trump worldwide involves saving children from satanic pedophiles. Now, Epic Fury over children being harmed. A meme. There's a meme here of several pictures of Iranian citizens. They seem to be celebrating in the streets of President Trump's overwhelming destruction of the Iranian Islamic regime. And Trump is going to be held as a hero, just like he is in Venezuela.
Right, it's very nice to be at this part, this point in the program, because if you recall, a few times on the Q post, at the end of the post, it would say military is the only way. So it's nice to know we are here now. We're at the end of this. So the light at the end of the tunnel is very close now.
I say we're in the storm. Wouldn't you say we're in the
Oh
storm?
yeah,
He's always
definitely.
mentioned, yeah.
Yeah, I believe we've been in the storm for a while now. So it's very nice to see it all coming together. I'll just continue on reading here from the site, Kevin. People in Iran are dancing in the streets, cheering for President Trump. Many Iranian friends within the United States left Iran long ago, terrified for their lives, and are now thriving and happy, contributing significantly as American citizens. The Iranian people have been requesting regime change in Iran for decades. The extreme level of darkness, danger, and depravity the satanic regime inflicted on the innocent people of Iran is incomprehensible to most of the so-called free world. Military was the only way to free the people asking for help. And
And
so I believe that's going to happen in more than just Iran.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. To think about it, President Trump has really taken on an enormous task here,
Oh,
and he's
gee.
really the only, it seems, it appears that he's the only person who really can do this, because he's a billionaire. He's been in a corporation. He's a builder. He's been in the corporate world. He's been in a kind of political. So, and he, as we are seeing, he's really has done nothing wrong. You know what I'm saying? That they
That's right.
cannot, the dark side cannot pin anything on him. There's not. And it's just beautiful to see him going in and actually doing what other presidents could not do, and going in and totally decimating and eliminating the Islamic regime, and then providing the Iranian people the opportunity now to take over their country and introduce the government that they want to have, and have a freedom government. And I think what was 1979, I think, is when the Ayatollah took over, way back in
Yeah, I
79,
think it
I think
was
it
in the
was.
70s for sure.
And the,
Yeah, go ahead, Kev.
well, I was just going to say, and ever since then, they've been, wreaking havoc on the people. They've been using the what's called Sharia law, and The women have been subjugated and just being treated as almost less than dogs. They just have
Well,
it's really
they are.
horrible of
That
how
is
the
how they
women.
view them a lot. Oh, it's just desperate. And of course, worldwide, there's things that aren't correct, as you know, Kevin. But other leaders, other presidents, whatever in the past that were good, they were successful in taking them out of play. Now we've learned through Q and this information that they've all been able to do positive things that would be there to help us in present day to overtake the darkness. So, of course, as we know, President Trump has a lot of help in this White Hat Alliance on and off planet, as you know, and even the tools he has at his disposal now, that is really freaking some of these evil countries out to know that they don't stand a prayer in hell, so to speak, with the, against the weaponry of the U.S.
And it's almost, it has to be this way. We really needed help from
Oh, absolutely.
off-worlders
Well, you can
technology.
see that there's no
There's
way
no
we
way
could.
that, there's no way we could have cleaned this planet up without their help, really.
That's right. And recall, remember now, the dark has a lot of evil tools at their disposal, and so they would just step that notch that up. If you thought you had something up on them, well, they would always have technology ahead of you. But now, that's not the case. They're, they're well taken by the White Hat arsenal, if you will. So that's really good to hear and see. I'll continue on reading here for a bit, Kevin. The last 2 weeks. Oh, sorry, were you going to say something there?
Well, no, I was just going to say further down the article is a video of President Trump providing an update of Operation Epic Fury to the American people and the
Oh, yeah.
world. War begins in Iran as Trump destroys the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the bases and presidential offices and compounds that are absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, again with the proper weaponry and with few or no casualties. So really nice. So it says here the last 2 weeks, Trump military, USSF ops, and Pentagon officials have deployed several advanced computers and equipment throughout the Middle East to white hats and turncoats officials in a military, government, intelligence sector, and so on. These powerful computer systems work directly with U.S. SATs that identify certain dark operations in their countries directly connected to massive blackmail operations, pedophilia operations, adrenochrome operations, massive deep state operations in their countries. These computers are giving direct knowledge to full U.S. military intelligence database servers that hold world operations connected to full corruption in their countries. These databases hold names, banks, government leaders, military commanders, corporations, organizations in every country connected to the worldwide cabal, deep state, satanic, worldwide syndicate intelligence run with Jesuit Khazarian infiltrated empire through the world. These computers, direct SATs, are bypassing the internet systems, firewalls, AI systems, so on. So that's quite the arsenal to have.
It is. That's quite a computer system, huh? I mean, if it's able to do a lot of that for the White Hats, that's got to be some sort of, some AI type of computer system. It's just and SATs. When you were mentioning SATs, that's SATS, which is satellites. That's what SATs
Yeah,
mean.
it's odd they put it all in caps there, but yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Now, the reason the United States military under Trump initiated the operations, or actually put in these computers before the Iran open ops began, is because they are sending a clear present warning that alliance operations are going to clean the Middle East. It's going to clean Asia and all the way into mainland China. The full pedophilia networks, the cabal blackmail operations using human trafficking rings and pedo rings to control countries. It all connects to rigged elections in over 70 countries. including the killing of thousands of officials, generals, commanders, and scientists. Now, these scientists were very important, and they were killed because they knew about free energy and creating plasma and infinite energy. And they even knew about how to make doors to levitation and much more. So that was highly advanced scientific information that these scientists knew. And of course, they were, taken out and stuff. So.
Right. And of course, the Alliance has all this information, all this technology.
Right.
And that's what's scaring the dark for sure. And that's good. It goes on to say, in the year to come, the explosive evidence of pedophile rings, full corruption connected to governments, is going to hit harder than you can imagine through Asia, directly connected leaders. So that's amazing. So we're going to see all that stuff come to the, to the norms. So we'll see how that works out. Government military to full corruption and much, much more. Pedophilia, killing of children, and the darker sides. And so it sounds to me like the year ahead is going to be really the great awakening for the masses for sure, Kevin, with all this
Absolutely.
information coming to the forefront.
Yeah.
And this information, most of the normies have heard this information from you and I and the others, but of course, they just shrugged it all off that we're nuts or whatever. So now they're going to see it in for themselves. So
right.
and you notice this stuff
Yeah.
that's so deep and like the Epstein files and so on, they're really not able to hide it. Even on mainstream media, they've got to expose some of it. So the normies are getting a taste of it, and then hopefully they'll pursue a little bit and investigate and get more information on their own, which is really the awakening. Doing it yourself,
Yeah. They're also kind of slowly disclosing the type of weaponry that we now have. They're using such advanced weaponry.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of a slow drip, bringing out up to the surface and letting the normal people know that the military actually has advanced weapons and not just the conventional stuff that we've always been using. And of course, he's also letting us know whether it could be psyops too, that we have plenty of ammunition to carry out all of these operations. We've got so much stuff, available to us, and it's even stored in different countries. And so we've got so much now that don't worry about it, guys. We got it covered.
Right. Right. And to your point also, things like Venezuela and the weapons used there, other countries and military, they learn of that and say, oh, geez, I think Trump called it the discombobulator or something.
That's right.
Right. But they hear of the function of that weapon, and they know they don't stand a chance. So, I think people, as far as other countries' militaries voluntarily surrendering, I think will be a regular thing to happen in the future. We'll just see them just, oh, that's not for me.
For sure, for sure. And I think that's what the peace through strength is all about.
Yes, exactly.
We can kick you out, and you can see how we do it. and it's not pretty, and it's quick, it's precise.
Right on.
Well, the final meme in this article shows Trump in high-altitude pilot gear in a B-2 bomber with another bomber right next to him, leading the way to devastate the Islamic forces. And the description reads as follows. America will deliver the most punishing blow to the terrorists who have waged war against basically civilization. They have waged war against civilization itself. And that's a quote by President Trump. Now, these military operations are taking out the Khazarian mafia, satanic predators who rape and torture, skin alive, eat, drink, and defile our sweet, innocent children without the slightest penance, remorse, or culpability. This nightmare on earth is coming to an end. Never forget, the most of the mainstream media reporting on this are in fact satanic pedophiles covering for their pedo pals. Oh.
And, Kevin, there's so many people out there that, whether it's Hollywood actors or singers or, you know, performers or politicians that people have trusted that are so deeply evil, and that we all maybe cherished one of them. Maybe it was Oprah, whatever. And then you get, when you realize how evil these people are and how hoodwinked we've been, I think that's a point of when the normies wake up to that, that's a point where it could be dangerous on the streets.
Well, yeah, I think they mentioned even a couple of years ago that they will not want to be recognized out on the streets because the people will know the truth about them and they will fear for their lives even if they go out among the general population, you know. So, and that we're seeing that it's becoming true, you know.
It's true. And the pedophilia, that kind of thing, it's some, that's some of the least of their crimes, as bad as it is, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the adrenochrome harvesting, in a sense here about skin alive. Now they, as you know, to get the adrenochrome, they need that that person so in so much fear, so much pain. And that's part of the Hillary Clinton frazzle drip stuff there. I'll just say it like that. And I think that's probably a favorite move that most of them do. And to extract the highest quality or the highest quantity of adrenochrome. So no, these are evil, evil beings.
Yeah, they are. I like the fact that the congressperson brought up that very topic when she, when Hillary was in the congressional hearings, right? And one of the congressmen said that something about frazzle drip, and she, her facial expression really changed, and they wanted to make sure it was off the record or whatever, you know. But at least that stuff is coming out, and again, that's slow drip. Because now the people, what the heck is frazzle drip? What does that mean? And
That's right.
they may do just a little research on that
That's a
and
very good point you're making, Kevin.
become
And the
more aware.
fact that the authorities are asking these questions about frazzle drip, about Pizzagate, all of those things. And so now it's bringing it back to the surface again. And now we'll hold it now. The norm is going to say, well, I thought that wasn't true, but why are the authorities asking questions about it if it's not true? You know, so this is all disclosure, and disclosure in a way, I guess, that it had to be this way, so that it was just a gradual thing, you know, for, and it's very, very difficult. Like I say, even now, to even talk about this, you don't even want to talk about it, you don't want to think about it, you just want it to be
I
not
know, and
real.
just realize that this is the beginning of all that disclosure. We're just now kind of starting the e-files coming out there. They've got so much information, so many hundreds or 500 terabytes or whatever of information that still needs to be disclosed. And so we're just now touching on this. This is the very point of the iceberg. And you guys know all about icebergs. You see just the top of it, and what's underneath the water is just huge. And this is the same analogy here with the e-files. We're just now touching on it.
And this is just the information from the island, we'll say from Jeffrey Epstein. What about all the information that was on that laptop of Anthony Weiner's? What about all the information that the White Hats have recorded from the many, many, many evil and folks that have capitulated and admitted to their crimes, and they have recorded this now? My understanding is a lot of it is going to be available for the general public to seek out and view. You know, and that would be an easier one for them. So they're not really looking at any of the evil crimes like Hillary, those recordings of her, but just the fact people are admitting that, yes, this was done, that was done, we did this, but nothing really, no videos of the graphic deed being done, just the admittance of what had done had been done. You know, but I
Well,
do welcome the days ahead, Kevin, when the masses are informed and realize their trusted sources of information, the media, are demonic and evil beings that do everything in their power to harm them and to destroy them and destroy our way of life, everything, you know, to keep their farm going.
absolutely. Me too. Me too, John. And I look forward to the day when the people of Iran form their own freedom-loving government and perhaps even maybe rename their country back to its original name, which was Persia. I always
Right.
liked that name. Persia just, it reminds me of the Persian cat for some reason.
Right, right,
And that's
right.
probably where the cat came from, was from Persia, right? So, but, and that would be nice and cool to
I know
see.
what you're saying. It's different names like Tartaria and all of
Yeah.
these things. Look at the buildings that were here, that are still here. Imagine what this place looked like with all of those Tartarian buildings everywhere. It must have been a true paradise before, the dark infiltrated
Yeah.
and destroyed. Which a lot of that's probably on the inner earth. Maybe one day we'll all get there to see that, Kevin, and visit.
All right. Well, that's basically the articles that we wanted to cover today. And so, yeah, we probably have a few more minutes. Did you want to say a joke, John, or
Well, I don't know if I came prepared, but
okay.
actually I do have one just on my head, I'll have to tell you. But you go ahead, you
Okay.
tell yours and maybe that'll give me an idea. 'Cause we do
All
have
right.
about what, 3 minutes maybe?
Well, I'm not quite sure, but we
Okay.
haven't but
Oh yeah, I don't see a warning, so we
no,
got an hour,
no.
Kevin. Go for
We got another hour, yeah.
it.
No, we don't. Oh, let's see. While on vacation in Spain, I saw a sign saying English speaking doctor. And I thought to myself, what a great idea. We should have them in our country. So
That's funny because it's so true now, Kevin.
is, isn't it though? It's not really a joke, is it? That's
No.
yeah. A child asked me where poo comes from. So, I was very uncomfortable, and but I explained the best I could, and he stared at me and in silence, and then he asked, "And Tigger?"
Oh, Kevin, I got to keep you away from my grandkids. I'm going to pick on the Floridians again, Kev.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a fellow from Florida, and he was up here just the other week. And I mentioned my sons have an ice fishing shack. So I went out one day, and of course, you get used to the weather here. So I just went out in my long johns, and I started sawing a hole in the ice to go fishing. And then this Floridian was going by and he stopped his car and he come out and he said, "Listen, I heard you Canadians were tough, but this is crazy. Out here in your long john sawing a hole in the ice." I said, "You think I'm tough?" I said, "You want to meet my brother?" He said, "Where is he?" I said, "On the other end of the saw."
Oh no. Okay. All right. Well, John, actually I feel it's actually kind of important now more than ever to mention how important it is to continue doing some commands
Okay.
that Q has taught us, especially the foundational commands, which are the head to heart command, the command to remove anything that is not authentically me, and to increase your life force energy command, among others. So I mentioned this before. We posted the basic commands on our Acumen Perspective webpage, just above the archive title, and it's in a PDF format, so the people could print it off for themselves. And obviously, it's for people who are new to Q and wanting to be able to read commands. Okay, just want to let you know it's out there.
Yeah.
So
Yes,
that
and
about
I.
wraps it up for John and myself.
Right on, Kevin. Yes, thank you everyone for tuning in and for tuning into our recording. Appreciate that. And yeah, I'm glad you
Okay.
find value in what we report and how we report, and even if we're a little bit local yokel, what the hell?
All right. John and
And
I are
there's
now back on schedule for every 2 weeks, and that means that we will see you all again Saturday, March 21, same time right here on BBS Radio TV, to continue our discussion on the articles for the people.space right here on a human perspective.
awesome. Yes. Thank you, Kevin. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for coming out and hanging on the monkey bars with us. We greatly
That's right.
appreciate it.
Absolutely. Peace out, guys.